From the KTOO newsrooms in Juneau, I'm Zoe Gruskin with a local, statewide, and national news update. The uncertainty over control of the Alaska House continued today on the first day of the legislative session. That became clear when Lieutenant Governor Kevin Meyer tried to start the process for swearing in Sharon Jackson, Governor Mike Dunleavy's nominee, to fill a vacant House seat in Eagle River. Meyer tried to recognize the Republicans' pick to lead the House, Representative David Tallarico of Healy, but Anchorage Democrat Chris Tuck objected. Here's Meyer.
Have the House Republican members received a nomination from the governor? Representative Tallarico.
Thank you, Lieutenant Governor. The House Republicans did.
Your point?
My point is that we cannot receive messages from the governor until we have our House in order.
The path for getting the House in order isn't clear. The House needs 21 members to form a majority. Without a majority, the House can't form committees or introduce bills. Without Jackson, there are 19 members who want a Republican-led majority. And there are 19 members who support the former, mostly Democratic coalition. Republican Gary Canop wants a majority with members from both parties. Without an agreement on what to do, the House recessed until 5 p.m. By comparison, the Senate's first day went smoothly. Senator Mia Costello put forward the name of fellow Anchorage Republican Kathy Giesel to lead the chamber.
I move and ask unanimous consent that Senator Giesel be nominated as president of the Senate for the 31st legislature.
No one objected. Shortly after the Senate session, Giesel talked about the complexity of addressing issues like crime.
We also recognize that crime is affected by issues in health as well. The opioid crisis, frankly, to cut to the chase. And so I've asked my committees not to operate in silos, but actually to collaborate.
Anchorage Republican Senator Natasha Von Imhoff says Dunleavy's amended budget will be ready the second week of February.
We believe there's going to be a reduction in administrative costs, merging some agencies and functions, diverting government services to the private sector, and potentially scaling back social services.
The Senate Finance Committee will meet tomorrow, but Giesel says the Senate will be constrained on the actions it can take until the House agrees on a new speaker. Turning to the National Congress, Senator Lisa Murkowski says it's slow going, but she sees progress at the U.S. Capitol among lawmakers working to end the partial government shutdown, now in its fourth week. Alaska Public Media Washington correspondent Liz Ruskin reports.
Is there a route to ending this shutdown?
Yes. A long and winding road.
Murkowski has been meeting with other senators, Republicans and Democrats, who also want to end the stalemate. She says their numbers are growing, and she's somewhat hopeful.
The important thing for folks is to know that we're not just sitting back here and hoping that one day Nancy Pelosi or President Trump are going to wake up and say, I've changed my mind. That's not how we're going to get out of this. It's going to take, a coalition of the willing, and I'm part of that willing.
Her latest plan may sound familiar. She wants Congress to pass a short-term continuing resolution that would reopen government now and then consider all the elements in President Trump's border security package, including the wall. President Trump just rejected a similar idea. Murkowski says senators are trying again.
Well, it's been refloated and it's been suggested that, look, if there is a significant group of folks that would get behind this, is this something that we can talk about? And so we're taking very baby steps here.
Murkowski says she knows workers who are no longer getting paid want to see more than baby steps, but she says it will take time to resolve what's become a serious impasse. Senator Dan Sullivan said on the Senate floor the solution has to include Trump's border security program.
Juneauites have the opportunity this month to weigh in on the future of downtown. A city planning effort is holding three walking tours in January to gather feedback on different topics. The first looked at housing and public safety. The second tour, held last weekend, was supposed to shift gears, but as I reported, the conversation continued on homelessness in the capital city. Around 24 Juneau residents, many in rubber boots and ice cleats, turned out for Blueprint Downtown's second public walking tour. A collaboration between the city and a few private partners, Blueprint's goal is to create a community vision for downtown Juneau. Leading the way was Paul Volkers, president of MRV Architects and vice chairman of the Juneau Planning Commission. This tour was meant to focus on vehicles, parking, and pedestrians. But along with some talk of confusing crosswalks, Volkers let the conversation return to a touchier subject broached the week before.
Okay, hey guys, one of the things that frankly we get a lot of comment on is both the reality and the perception of vagrancy and risk.
The group stopped at the intersection of South Franklin Street and Admiral Way, a sort of unofficial border between year-round businesses and shops that cater to tourists in the warmer months and stay shuttered through the winter. Juneau police officer Ken Colon was along for the tour. He said that part of town is considered unsafe by some, in part due to the homeless population that tends to gather there. Colon said many downtown shop owners do their part to be good neighbors when they're around. The problem, as he sees it, is the lack of business outside tourist season.
We do have owners who they will sometimes go out their way and work with those individuals, knowing that they're down on their luck. So that if that existed, that 12-month period existed where you had every establishment functioning the way it ought to be, we wouldn't have that problem or eyesore that I hear on a habitual basis.
MJ Grandy has lived in Juneau since 1983 and works downtown along the route of the walking tour. She called for compassion.
These people that we're afraid of are our neighbors. They are deserving of respect, of recognition, of interaction. Hiding away or spreading the little, oh, it's scary, serves no benefit to our community in any aspect.
The group continued on its way, and so will the conversation. The next tour will take up cultural identity, sustainability, and the environment. In Juneau, I'm Zoe Gruskin. Blueprint Downtown will hold its final walking tour this upcoming Saturday, January 19th. They'll meet at the Juneau Arts and Culture Center at 1 p.m. The city of Fairbanks and the Fairbanks North Star Borough will collect more than $1 million in taxes on marijuana for 2018. The Fairbanks Daily News Miner reports the bulk of that tax was collected by the city, which has a larger concentration of stores selling pot. Marijuana sales are taxed at 5%, meaning stores within the city and borough did more than $20 million in business. City Chief Financial Officer Carmen Randall says the tax collected exceeded her expectations. The city projected taxes of $600,000, and the city's final tally will be upwards of $900,000 after December proceeds are tallied. Randall says the money collected from pot sales has helped city finances as state support for local governments has decreased. The borough has already collected $138,000 in marijuana tax. Governor Mike Dunleavy's administration plans to replace the public safety member on the board regulating Alaska's legal marijuana industry. Dunleavy spokesman Matt Shuckerow says that for various reasons, Dunleavy's boards and commissions director chose to reopen the search for applicants. Sitka Police Chief Jeff Ankerfelt has held the seat since May, but wasn't confirmed yet by the legislature. And the owner of a rodeo cow named Betsy says the cow has evaded capture for 6 months as she wanders the trails of Alaska's biggest city. Rodeo promoter Frank Koloski tells Anchorage Daily News the three-year-old cow busted out of a pen before participating in an Anchorage rodeo in June. Koloski says Betsy headed to the hilltop ski area and was spotted grazing on slopes during the summer. Betsy then moved to the network of trails that crisscrosses the Anchorage hillside when snow fell. Turning to weather, it is 32 degrees and foggy at the Juneau International Airport. Tonight, areas of freezing fog, partly cloudy, with a low around 28.